Stop and stare. It wasn't the easiest maneuver in the world, but he'd started so he would finish. After all, just how hard could it be to reverse his tiny little Toyota into that great big space? Mick wound his window down to get a better view of the curb, only to be greeted by 5 pairs of beige flannel trousers that had appeared out of nowhere.
He'll never do it.
Too close. Angle's not right. What's he doing?
Told ya.
And so on. Haven't you got anything better to do? Mick asked himself, though he knew the answer. No, they hadn't. Besides, providing a no-cost parking advisory service was in the old men's brigade's remit, the full contents of which would take far too long to reproduce here. Suffice to say, overseeing public works and sundry botched jobs was number one. Mick parked perfectly, of course. First time, too. We perform far better under pressure, don't we? He had been hoping for a round of applause, or at the very least an approving nod or two. So, on getting out, Mick was somewhat disappointed to see that his tormentors were now over the road, helping a young workman with his crane.